We live in a world designed for instant gratification. With a few taps on a screen, we can order food, stream entertainment, get a ride, buy almost anything, and distract ourselves from boredom or discomfort. Convenience is no longer a luxury. It is the default. The modern environment trains us to expect quick results, fast relief, and immediate pleasure. And while this speed has benefits, it also comes with a hidden cost. It can weaken our ability to wait, work, and endure. In a culture that constantly says, "Get it now," learning delayed gratification becomes a rare form of strength. Instant gratification isn't just about comfort, it's about brain chemistry. When we get something we want quickly, the brain rewards us with dopamine, a chemical linked to motivation and pleasure. Dopamine isn't bad. It helps us pursue goals and enjoy life. But when rewards are constant and effortless, dopamine becomes a trap. We begin to crave the feeling more than the outcome. Instead of working for satisfaction, we chase stimulation. This is why social media scrolling, online shopping, junk food, and endless streaming can become compulsive. They offer quick hits of relief without requiring any real investment. The brain learns, when I feel uncomfortable, I can escape instantly. That pattern can be addictive, even if it doesn't look like a traditional addiction. The addiction is not always to the thing itself. It is to the immediate emotional payoff. People get hooked on relief. They use instant gratification as a way to medicate stress, boredom, sadness, loneliness, or insecurity. But the relief fades quickly, and then the discomfort returns, sometimes stronger. So the cycle continues. Discomfort, escape, dopamine. Repeat. Over time, this can erode focus, discipline, and resilience. The person becomes less able to tolerate the slow process of real growth. Real character is often built through delayed gratification. Delayed gratification is the ability to resist short-term pleasure in order to gain long-term rewards. It is choosing the workout over the couch, the study session over the party, the savings plan over the impulse purchase, and the uncomfortable conversation over avoidance. This discipline builds strength inside a person. It creates a sense of self-control and self-trust. When you can delay gratification, you prove to yourself that you are not ruled by every craving or emotion. You become someone who can commit, follow through, and endure. Delayed gratification also produces deeper rewards. Instant gratification feels good quickly, but it rarely builds anything lasting. The satisfaction of finishing a difficult project, improving a skill, building a relationship, or achieving a goal has a different quality. It is slower but stronger. It becomes pride, confidence, and stability, not just a temporary high. And the best part is that long-term achievement tends to create healthier dopamine patterns. The brain begins to associate effort with reward rather than escape with reward. This is why it's wise to reward yourself for achievement milestones rather than rewarding yourself simply because you feel down. Many people treat rewards like emotional rescue. I had a rough day, so I deserve this. That logic makes pleasure a coping mechanism. It trains the brain to respond to discomfort with consumption. But rewarding achievement is different. It tells your brain, progress earns reward. It builds a healthy relationship between effort and enjoyment. It turns rewards into reinforcement rather than escape. None of this means pleasure is wrong. Enjoyment is part of life. But the key is intentionality. When we only chase what feels good now, we sacrifice what could feel great later. In a fast food world of instant access, delayed gratification becomes a kind of modern virtue. It strengthens character, builds freedom, and creates a life shaped by purpose rather than impulse. The people who win in the long run are often those who can wait, work, and earn their rewards, one milestone at a time.